Podcast Audio Chat. To connect to our always-on and always-streaming audio chat, go to audiochat.thegologist.com. This is a new and exciting way to communicate with fellow thegologists around the globe. Each day we compress and post the day's audio into a file that can be big or small. Discover new voices and ideas that talk about media fakery like you never did before. To listen to the live stream, go to s3.fakeologist.com. Now, on with the audio chat.
Everyone, I am Benoit from Geneva, Switzerland. You are listening to Fakeologist Radio at fakeologist.com. And I am with Ab. So, hi, how are you doing?
Up, Amal, how are you?
I'm pretty fine. I have been traveling around since I got the bike for a full week now, so I am not bored yet, so I continue to roam around the country, and I am quite detached from all this this corona nonsense, but I did notice that there was an article that mentioned that the winter is going to be hard, and the government is expecting a rise in case, and some measure will probably be taken, as in probably another semi-confinement.
Well, that's right. As long as you're confined with the right person, who cares, right?
Yes, in that sense, yes. But the problem is that the person that might be right in the beginning of the lockdown might not be the right person in the end of said lockdown. So
then you'll have to swap them out.
Yes. There must be some kind of option on some dating apps about COVID.
I'm sure if you have lots of money, you can easily swap out your
your
lockdown partner.
Yes, definitely.
Or you can get
her or him to take a test, and chances are the test will be positive, and that person will have to be removed from your home.
Yeah, just say they have a positive test and get out. Or you could tell them you have a positive test and they can get out.
Not if you are really rich. They will stay anyway.
You could say I'm infected, then get them out.
Yes, definitely, that's a possibility. So, as far as I know, and I don't know much these days, there will be another lockdown during the winter. That is to be expected.
Well, they advertise the lockdowns as if it's a major concert coming up.
Yes. And there was a protest, I think, Sunday or Saturday in Geneva, but I did not attend because it was a beautiful day and I had other things to do than attend the meaningless protest, because I don't think that it will have any effect. There is no critical mass, if you want, that will attain any type of change.
Yeah, I'm not that much of a defeatist. I don't have time to do the protest. I think I would if I wasn't always working. I think I would go. I think it's still worth meeting other people that are screaming the same slogans. So I'm not against them at all. Actually, I support them. And I do like them. I know they could be co-opted. They could be agitators. There could be street theater, there could be intelligence theater. When you open it up to everybody, just like the Discord here, anybody can show up.
You're listening to another hour of Fakeologist Audio Chat on Fakeologist.com.
The Matrix is everywhere. It is all around us. You can see it when you look out your window or when you turn on your television. It is the world that has been pulled over your eyes to blind you from the truth.
Thank you.
Big shout out to Laurent Fishburne again.
Yeah. Can you get a little closer to your mic?
Yes, definitely. Oh, yes, of course it's not completely meaningless to protest, and it's always good to meet people that think accordingly to you, but I don't like much the format of this protest, and like I said, the critical mass has not been reached. And in Geneva, the other protest I have been accustomed to is like the WTO protest or those kind of things, the G8 protest, and it's basically more looting than anything else, to be honest. Everything is boarded up and...
It's looting and then the shooting.
No, because we are in Switzerland. No one is shooting no one. that just doesn't happen here. At least from the part
good.
Of the authority. It's very, very rare that the policeman has to use his weapon in Switzerland.
Yeah. Peaceful country and all that.
Yes, but the salary are decent, so it's normal. And in the end, we didn't get like the big lockdown like other countries or the big restrictive measure. The things that we are subjected to are not that bad. Like, for example, the clubs are closed until at least the 16th of November. But I don't really care. And to be honest, most of the population don't care that the clubs are closed. So those kind of small measures don't really change the people's life. Even the mask, people don't really care.
Yes. Okay, so you did your... You did your video?
Yes, I did it. The thing is that for some reason, the password that I was thinking is my FakeOtube password isn't. So I will probably create another account. But at the very least, I'll be using Anna Breeze later on.
Like, I don't know. I don't use the FakeOtube login. I don't have a lot of experience with the software. So what is going on when you try and reset it?
It says that I doesn't have an email, but to confirm my theory, I tried to recreate an account with the same email, and it said that it was already in use, so.
So you don't, okay, can you send me all those screenshots? Because I do work with the developer, and if you find a problem, he can probably fix it.
Yes, I will do that. I'm currently on a break from work, so I have something like half an hour, so the time frame
will not be
enough for that, but...
You don't have to do it now. Whenever you want, it's not a rush. Actually, it's probably better that you just transfer the email to me, or the video to me, and I'll put it up. That'll be easier anyway.
Exactly. Email, because it's a pretty large file.
You've got to use... You gotta use WeTransfer.
Okay. WeTransfer.
You gotta use WeTransfer for Anna. So whatever you whatever link you give to her, you can give it to me too.
Okay. Okay, I will do that.
How long
much.
Is it?
It's 2:53, I think, something like that. I try to make short and.
Did you mention the website?
Of course I did. That is kind of the
course,
point of
good.
Making such videos. So I did it and
I appreciate that.
Everyone is remembering, you know, not at the beginning.
Oh, well done.
Near the end.
As a matter of fact, if you put the final frame of the video with the website address and let it stick on that, that would be perfect too if you want to add that. I don't know how well you know how to edit videos, but if you want to put a frame on the end, that'd be great.
I can probably rework the video a bit in the sense that I can do the editing.
A little closer, I can't hear you. A little closer, brother.
Put the name of the website on the screen at one point, but I don't know if they will let it pass in the end. I don't really know what their standards are, so I try to not make it a 2:53 promotion of the website, but to mention it and to tell people to stay strong and keep living their life in the end.
Oh, well, that's good. Well, she started a whole new channel that she didn't even advertise, but I found it, and there's one guy did 20 minutes. Now, 20 minutes is way too long, but I listened to it anyway because I was just driving, so I don't really pay too close attention. But it sounds like you could leave a long video if you really wanted to.
Yes, but the thing is that the idea is more to excite people and to get them to want more, you know? So making something that is 20 minutes long in the end, it will probably pretty basically resume all my idea on the subject, and no one would really care to know more. So if by any chance anyone wants to know more, the website will probably be the first address he or she will check, because that's the only thing mentioned in the end.
Yeah, I doubt she'll check. She's too busy. There's no way. Unless she has staff, which she says she does not, she's not checking anything. I don't think you have to worry about that.
I will try anyway, and it's probably not that difficult even with the tablet or the cell phone to add some kind of text on the video. So I will probably add the name of the website at the time step where I say the word.
Yeah, or at the end, like you said.
Yes.
Uncle Odd does all his editing on his phone. I don't know any. I don't do that, but you could ask him, and he'll tell you what software to get.
Yes, it's probably as easy as making a meme in the end. There is probably a ton of software that are designed to do it in one or two touch of the screen. I'm not worried.
Yeah, you're pretty smart. You'll figure that one out.
So anyway, I will try to send it to her and we will see what will come of it. I don't think that many people are watching all of them in the end, but maybe we will get the one person that is supremely intelligent and that will give us the information we all missed in the end. So who knows?
Yeah, I haven't found too many nuggets from reviewing the videos, but I post my favorite ones. 1 out of 10 or 1 out of 20 is how many I normally find. So definitely, I'm sure, I've never heard anyone with a thick French accent on any of the videos, so you definitely will be unique in that way. I've heard lots of Scottish, lots of Irish, thick accents, Welsh.
So maybe it was a good idea to not make it too long either, because too long will have been hard to stomach, and in the end, it's nothing much than a glorified commercial for your website, basically.
Oh, good for you. I appreciate that. Yeah, that'll be great. If you want to do a longer one for FakoTube, you could.
Yes, I don't really know if the video format suits me. I will post it on the Anna Bristing on FakoTube, the short version. We will see comes of it in the end. Maybe the face will help some person bear with the accent. Who knows?
Who knows? Maybe you'll meet a new girl.
Yes, I don't know if I really want my girl to be a fakeologist, but that's another question.
Yeah, well, a couple people that were recording the videos on our channel were mentioning that when the husband or wife is not on board, it's very difficult to get along. It can be a big issue between two people.
Yes, in the beginning of the COVID frenzy, let's say, I was with this a little bit older than me woman, more into your age bracket, let's say, than mine. And it was difficult because she was believing in everything of it, and she once woke me up at 7 in the morning for no reason when I didn't have a job to do that day to tell me that she was anxious about the COVID and that the situation was terrible. So it can be difficult, but in the end, I rather have it as my own private world, if you want, and not to be bothered with the fact that everything is fake. Every time I am with my girlfriend, for example.
Yeah. Okay. Well, what do you tell somebody then who is...
I don't say much, to be honest. I don't really go into that type of subject. I rather have that person being my link to the normal world, to the normie world, let's say, than anything else. I can mention occasionally that certain things are faked, and for example, for all of my past girlfriends, it was almost impossible to watch the news with me, but apart from that, I don't say much.
Well, what did you say to your girlfriend at 7 in the morning when she's waking you up because she's afraid of COVID. What does a fakeologist say to a normie?
I told her to fuck off because I didn't give a shit about the fake disease. To be honest, that's what I said because I was pissed off. But the thing is that the COVID thing was so big that in the end she did gather that I really don't give a shit about anything, that I didn't really care to wash my hands with alcohol or anything. The mask things were not really in place at the beginning before she left me, so that was never really an issue. But that would probably have been. But the thing is that I just basically told her that I didn't care about this disease, and it's more the attitude than the word that told her that I didn't really care about that.
Yeah, so you think it's better to say you don't care than to explain psychology?
At some level, yes. Yes, if I think that specific person can be receptive to that, yes, I will probably go further into the issue, but the thing is that 99% of the person in the world are totally brainwashed by the news, and it's almost pointless to really try to scratch the surface and tell that specific person that she's wrong and that this is fake. Everyone has some common ground that we can reach and say, okay, this is fake, but apart from that, there is not much that you can say. So maybe that person will be aware that that specific event was fake, but that's about it, and it's really hard to get someone to go further.
Okay. Well, you have far more experience with all that than I do, playing the field and all that. Is there any way you can incorporate masks into your conquests? Maybe role-playing and that kind of thing?
I don't know about that. The thing is that I do own some masks. I get one Plague Doctor mask and another Luchador mask. But the thing is that those things are very, very hot. When you get your hand inside and you want to get some action going on, it's a pain in the ass. You start to sweat terribly and it's good for nothing in the end. It might be a good idea in the beginning, but it gets old very fast.
Yeah. When did you buy those masks?
The Luchador mask I had for maybe 3 years because it was brought back for me from a friend. And the Plague Doctor mask, I bought it in March, probably at the beginning of March. Because at the time I was joking that if someone died of COVID-19, I would probably go on the street with the mask. At the beginning, I was not really believing that it was much, to be honest.
Could you wear any of those masks into a store if you had to wear a mask?
The Luchador mask will probably gather some sympathy because it's fun and everything. The other one is pretty creepy, and I don't think that it will work, but I could try it, but see, it will gather too much attention.
Yeah, I don't see the problem with wearing either mask because as long as they cover your nose and your face, there's no way they could just... I don't even think today you would look ridiculous doing that because
no.
I see masks that come up to people's eyeballs where it probably affects their eyes. So I don't really see
yes.
the problem.
Yes, and the thing is that the other day I was at the gas station feeding my bike and I had no mask and the guy said, okay, put your helmet on. And I was joking with him that a year ago he would probably have called the cops if I would have come into the station with my helmet. So it is what it is. Time
really?
Is changing. Yes. Yes, it is for me.
He wanted you to put the helmet on before you walked into the store?
Yes. You'd rather have me wearing the helmet than nothing, so... She's cold. In the end, I don't really care. I will put the helmet on to go back on the bike 10 seconds later anyway when I am done paying. So.
Jeez.
But it's strange
Somebody
because
asked.
A year before,
yeah.
And there is probably on the same station, the inscription is still there that you should not wear your helmet inside of the station. But now you can, so
This
is what it is.
That's just for robbery purposes.
Yes. They rather catch an imaginary disease than to get robbed. So, to each their own, I guess.
Well, I guess there's maybe the thinking is that if they get rid of cash, you'll only be able to steal goods, and how many chocolate bars could you steal to make it worthwhile?
The thing is that they sell cigarettes, and not that I am particularly a thief or whatever, but I once considered what you can steal in the gas station that is worth a lot of money. There is some bottle of lubricant that are quite expensive, in the range of $150. So you steal 10 of those. You sell them at half the price, and you are well set for at least a week and a half.
Sorry, what was that? What would you sell?
I would steal some lubricant bottle. There is some that
are lubricant.
Yes. There is some that are priced at...
For your vehicle, you mean?
Yes, but to resell. If you steal 10 bottles of these, the ones that are priced at $150, and you sell them at half price, that's $750.
What lubricant is $150?
It's something that the Shell station near my home is selling. I don't really know what it is, but it's quite expensive, and there is not that much liquid in the tank in the end.
Oh, God. Well, here we go.
People are learning all these tips today.
How to make money with a biker helmet at the local Shell in Switzerland.
All you need is just some kind of car that you can use to store the bottle, and then you flee, you hide the plates, and in the end, it's Switzerland. There isn't that many cops on the street, so you could probably get away with this.
Oh, boy. Well, were you able to listen to any of the audios over the past from fakeologist.com?
Not really. I have been catching on slowly but surely. I want to listen to the last interview you did with Uncle Odd.
Okay.
Because those ones are always very interesting. This guy is brilliant.
Oh, good.
He has a thing to finding great guests.
Well, I'll take some credit because a lot of them, I give him a few suggestions of my own to try and get on the show. He's good at writing the letters to get people on. So he definitely is good at getting guests.
Yes. I've tried listening to the last farts, but they are not quite that good, to be honest. At least the beginning is really hard to go through.
Yeah, what don't you like about them? Because you've been on a few yourself.
Oh, yes, of course. And I will be on the next, probably. The thing is that sometimes the discussion is quite sterile, and it's more or less some fact that no one really cares about. But in the end, some of those were really excellent. It's just that the last one I did listen to was not that interesting. I did go through all of it. It was not the last one. It was the one that you didn't want to publish in the beginning.
I told you that, but
yes,
I guess you wanted to hear it.
Yes, and there was some strange clip about IQ of people of color that was kind of not on the topic, and it was kind of unneeded, let's say.
Well, Golden Skidmark is really...
If you like this audio and want to support the site in a small or big way, please hit the PayPal donate button on the side of the fakeologist.com webpage. You can show your support for as little as $1.19 a month by subscription or one-time donation. Thank you for your support.
Yeah, as you know, Golden Skidmark goes down the Jew/race bait rabbit hole all every week, maybe five times a week. So, unfortunately, he brings that to the fart table, and I'm not interested in it either. I've told him, but other than that, he doesn't get it. So, I apologize to all the listeners, but fart is more of a... is more of a freak show anyway, because you can't be that coherent when you're drunk.
I know a lot about that. I I do remember that I won't say someone's real name on the air. It was not released, but I did say it. And I, to change the topic a bit, I did watch the Dancing Seniors video. That was incredible. Oh, in the hell
you like that?
Get those seniors to do that. It's insane.
Well, Brian asked if they were actors, crisis actors.
That's a definite possibility, because who in the hell would do that? It must be dementia.
Yeah, so you think they're actors, all of them. The guy in the front looked the oldest.
Yes, that's probably why he is in the front.
Right. The others look just... he looked like he could have been in his 80s. And anyone that can dance in their 80s, that's an achievement. That's very good.
I'm in my 30s and I still can, so... And
yeah.
The two other person, to be honest, the two just behind him can probably be some employees of the nursing home. They don't look that old. But the guy in the front is clearly older than the other one.
Yeah, and that's on fakeologist.com, I think, and also on fakeotube.com.
Yes. And they could be crisis actor, but I don't think they really need... It's like the nurses. I think that some nurses are dumb enough to participate in some TikTok video.
Yeah, you're right. It's hard to tell what's real and what's fake, but there's got to be some fake ones in there for sure. But it doesn't really matter in the end. It's still... The purpose of the dancing nurses, I think, is cognitive dissonance, where we're told one thing and we see another, and it's a real problem for your mind to take those two competing thoughts and rationalize them. And that's that is one of the purposes of PSYOPs.
Yes. Yes, of course, because there is always the people that will say something that is not quite fitting the narrative, but it's like you said, it's just to lead you astray, and in the end you don't really know what is real. It's the same with 9/11. In the end there is so many information, counter-information, fake things that are out that it's really hard to get a good view of it.
Well, yeah, the thing about 9/11 compared to Corona is 9/11 was an event all in one day. Now, of course, there's a lot of material that they release slowly after the fact as part of hoax management. And then they have some real crisis actors that pop up over time, as it would naturally if it was a real event. But overall, this is different because it's an ongoing psyop that is not going to end. There's no end date to this one. I think this is going to be years. And they're going to maintain this lie because it's good for business. It's a business now. It's out in the open. But 9/11 could easily be ignored by most of the world, and even the U.S. could ignore it a lot. But this one is so much bigger. I think there's a lot more danger having a big PSYOP because we could easier to pick apart. There could be more ongoing opposition. So it's quite an effort, I would say, to run a PSYOP every single day around the world. It's monumental.
Yes, but I think that at one point it lives by itself, sort of, because some people are so much all in right at the beginning that they cannot afford for it to be fake. So they will continue to live by the lie, even if they know that it's a lie, you know, because they need it. That's how the world is. And it's probably the same with 9/11 too. Some people probably knew a little bit more than they ever said because it was in their best interest. They are not directly profiting from it, but it serves no purpose for them to say the truth.
Well, this one is such a destructive force in small business. It's a wonder all these small business people aren't more outraged or more vocal or more out there on a daily basis.
Well, the thing is that I think that they have been threatened into submission by the way of fine and everything, and they are scared, and they have probably been promised some tax break or some government help, who knows?
Yeah, in some countries. I don't know, the United States doesn't seem to have a social program to just transfer money to people directly in the same way as the more socialist countries do. So that's another problem, but more for the U.S. They haven't even sent a second check out to anybody. As Marcus said, they've only got one stimulus check for $1,200,
which is nothing.
And that was in June. So they can't even get a. They don't even have a mechanism or a system in place.
So, like for example, right now as we speak, people are getting their car repossessed and their house taken from them.
Well, I don't know if anything was suspended for months, so the grace periods and extensions and whatnot, but as that ends, if it is ending at all, if it started to end, then yeah, I agree. Then some severe consequences will come down the line. Even Marcus was saying on a call from a week ago that he didn't get the check, like anyone else, and now it's causing tension with his wife.
Yes, I imagine so. So he did not get the first $1,200.
No, he didn't get the next one.
Oh, the
there
next
is
one,
no
okay.
next one. But so there is no next one, so everyone's in the same situation.
That's insane. But the thing is that in Europe, for example, there is a bigger social security system, but you are taxed way more. So that's a different school of thought, let's say. The rationale in the U.S. is probably that people who are less taxed are supposed to have more savings.
Well, it's just more of a freewheeling society, free enterprise. You make your own destiny.
Yes.
That's the whole reason why they're so allergic to what they call socialism, even though the transfer of money between the government to the military contractors is massive. Massive. That's a form of socialism itself, obviously.
Yes, it's a massive subsidy on death. The more people you get to kill, the more we give you money. That's a strange world that we are living in, but I'm not in the end that let's say touched by this whole corona craziness. I think that in the end I managed to get away from it, sort of. I don't really care. I find a shop where I don't need to wear a mask, so it is what it is. I buy my food there, that's about it.
Yeah. But are you doing much research into the whole event yourself?
Not really, because it's too messy. Everyone is saying a different thing. The problem is that most of the people will not admit that it's a complete fraud and that it's most probably not even possible to catch a virus. .com. You can catch a virus.com, by the way. But yes, it's almost impossible to even get the people to reach that state. So, apart from the few people that would say outright that this is a hoax and there is absolutely no reality to it, there isn't much to take as good information, I think.
Yeah.
At this stage, the only thing to do is probably to look into the alternative theories and that's the only way you could maybe reach someone is by giving them a good explanation of the Terence theory or something like that. But you see, at this point, everyone is drawing this number that everyone knows is fake, and they are still using it as a reference. I don't really know what is the point of all that.
No. What are your children going through with regards to school?
I don't have much news of my son, sadly, but my daughter is doing pretty fine. She's quite intelligent, and although she's on with the program, as in she really believes that there is a coronavirus and all that, she's fine. She don't really care much. She's 13, and life is what it is for her. She's just enjoying herself.
Yeah, what about the masking, though?
They don't ask her to mask, but the class have a smaller attendance.
Oh, they don't wear a mask in her class?
No, not yet. But that will probably be the case later on. At least that's what they told her.
And what are you going to tell her to do? If you have any control on that.
Firstly, I don't have any control on that because try to tell a 13-year-old what to do, really, if you don't get a physical daily reach on Earth. It will probably not work much. But in the end, I will just tell her to comply and to form her opinion. And even if she don't like it, do it. Just finish her study, get a job that is paying enough for her to have some freedom and discover what life is really about. But I will not try to get into her head that it's fake and you are obligated to think like me. It will probably do no good at this age.
So you're going to tell her just mask up?
If it's...
Mask up and be quiet, yeah?
If it's mandatory, I would just tell her to not cause trouble at school, not get noticed, not get her grades in danger, because in the end, that's what is important at this point. And later on, when she's more old, we can discuss that in more depth, but at this point, I just want her to go through this phase of school without any trouble, and later on, if possible, having her get into higher studies. So I just don't want to tell her too much about that, because in the end, who has a 13-year-old girl that has the same interest as her father? She would probably reject it in the ground that I am telling her that at this point, you know?
Yeah. All right, let's go back to FACO 2. So you're trying to reset your password, but your email is not verified. Is that correct?
Let me try it again. So my email is on the screen. I forgot my password.
Yeah, maybe if there's a button to verify your account, then that might work, because you can't do anything. I've said it, so you can't do anything on FACO 2 unless you verify your email. So if you could send another verification email, that should work.
Yes, the problem is that I don't find nowhere the registration email from FACO 2.
No, but if you see if you can go there and have it send another another verification email.
No, there is no option there for that. There is just the password, and then I forgot my password.
How about reset password?
That's exactly what I am trying to do. But I will just delete the history and remove all the cookies.
Because I can't delete users. There's no option for that, believe it or not. I can inactivate you. I don't know what that'll do though.
Okay, so I would
not inactivate, deactivate. I can deactivate the account, but I can't delete it. There has to be a reset password or a resend validation.
There is probably something like that. Let's find that.
You're going to be a bit of my guinea pig for that. The tester, as it were. Beta tester.
in those days. And I'm not really tech savvy, so it's even better.
No, you are. You're enough. You're enough tech savvy.
So, sorry, your user or password is wrong. Okay, so I don't remember my password. I forgot my password. Are you sure? HVHV. You don't have an email. No, there is nothing I can do at this point.
Okay, well, just send me, okay. I'll check it out
myself.
But I
will send you the file directly. It will be easier that way.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, send it anyway. That's, because I don't really have too many people. I have no one uploading, so. Yeah, send it to me.
Yes,
all right, monsieur. I'll check into that. Right now, I've got some work to do around the house. Physical work.
Yes, and I get some gesture from someone near me that it's probably time to pull out my cigarette and go back to the dishes for a while.
Oh, are you dishwashing?
Yes, I am. Easiest job to get without any qualification.
That was my first job. That was one of my first paid jobs. It was definitely one of my worst jobs. So.
Don't tell me that. I know a lot about it. But it is what it is. I wish you an excellent rest of the day and make sure to speak soon.
Even the free food didn't make up for it, because when you work in the kitchen, you get everything pretty much for free.
Yes,
so.
But you also are seeing the worst of it sometimes.
Yeah,
depending on the
when
place,
you work
you
in
are
the
not
kitchen,
so keen on that.
Yeah, when you work in the kitchen, you almost are sure that you would never want to eat there.
Yes, most of the time. Anyway, we'll have to go, so... Maybe if you can just close the show.
Oh, it's just an audio chat. We don't need to close it.
Okay, so bye-bye everyone, and let's speak soon. Bye-bye.
Take care.
Hey, brother. Hey,
hello.
Do I look like
you?
I'm all right. Did I change my name to Yana?
Did what? I'm sorry, what?
Did I change my name to Yana?
Why?
Hello?
Why did I send a message saying...
Because you sent me a really horny video. I don't think it's for me. You gotta stop sending me your sex videos. I think it's for Yana.
Ew. Oh, did I send a... Oh, shit. So I sent that to you instead of Yana? Shit. Oh,
yeah,
funny.
I think so.
Telling me.
Yeah, now, just let
the Tom thing.
Let that be a warning. I don't want any dick pics or anything from you. You better be careful where you're sending your shit. I don't want to see any of that.
Yeah, damn, because you're the only other person I WhatsApp, so I do have to be careful.
I know.
Because I'm such a...
You gotta be careful.
Kind of guy.
You know, so many times I've forwarded stuff, and it's so easy to send it to the wrong person on WhatsApp. You gotta be careful.
I know. I remember when I was much younger, more immature, and the internet just came out, how I would just... Like, I used email like a weapon, saying shit about people and things like that, not realizing how easy it would be for somebody to forward. And, no, I'm pretty careful with my, I have a general rule, which is, you know, send nothing, no, I can't say that. I would say, I just can't send anything that if my boss came and said to me, what is this that I couldn't defend, you know? I mean, we've talked about this. I just, one day they'll find out my true feelings on this COVID stuff because we'll be proven right. But, you know, I don't make it a habit to put it in their face.
I don't put my face out there because I don't want to embarrass my family. But on the other hand, we're getting so close to this being a life and death thing.
that it's so serious. I'm almost getting to the point where I don't care because, like, I keep my last name concealed for the most part. It's not totally concealed,
yep.
If you want to speak. Because it's mainly to save them embarrassment, I guess. But I almost don't care if they're embarrassed at this point because this is serious.
Yeah, it's getting very serious. That's true. Because, I mean, seems like there's just so little resistance, you know? It's facts don't matter.
Done.
People are just under the spell. The spell is so powerful.
Oh, my God, yeah.
Yeah, yeah. But, dude, I think that we are going to find ourselves in a not-too-distant future being kind of a go-to, must-watch, must-listen program. I think we're putting out good content.
Oh, yeah, yeah. We're just getting better all the time. I agree, yeah. I'm happy. Getting some good reviews. Did you look at the Big Virus Hoax interview, Tom?
I didn't. Was it good?
Well, I'm just kidding. Ours was really good. We did a really great job.
Yeah, I think did he talk a lot? Did Mike talk a lot?
Yeah, well, Mike can't help himself. It's okay. I always feel bad for Brian. It's like Abbott and Costello show. I always felt bad for her. Well, I guess Abbott in a way, but no, which one was the skinny guy? Brian is the quiet thinker, and he didn't get a word in edgewise, really. So I was on mute. I was just listening while I was doing my accounting. I wasn't supposed to talk. They didn't want any guests to talk, which is fine. So I just sat and listened.
Yeah. So did Tom review most of the same stuff he provided us?
No. We got through a lot more material. A lot more material, which is really what you want. And Mike sang to Tom as well for 10 minutes.
Oh, God. Okay.
Well, Mike's a guitar player. He makes his money with guitar lessons, so.
Okay, that's cool. Well, no, when I went through and I edited it today, it took me about 5 hours to edit that thing. I'm not kidding you.
Oh, I know. It's such a hard job editing. I all the power to you.
Yeah, but you know what? It's the product that I think ultimately, like I said from the beginning, lead with your chin versus your hand out, deliver good product, and I think it just, you know, people start to notice. Like, I think our guests will notice. I bet you Tom will proudly post that video, you know. Amanda's, that was our first time, really. PK, I don't even count. But
we know what we're doing now.
Yeah, we know what we're doing now. I think it's nice to be able to have an intro that is complimentary.
That's so good of you to do.
And as I was editing it, I was noticing, because I can see visually the screen time that you and I have, and I was a little heavier in the beginning, of course, but as it went through, it's like Tom is 3 inches, and then you may be a quarter inch, and then Tom's 3 inches, and then I'm a quarter inch. You know, so we did a really nice job of just letting him run and then asking the questions just to keep it going. And that was just visually evident to me, which I thought was awesome.
Oh, yeah, that's really good that you can see that with the editing. Yeah, that's, yeah. Well, as much as we know and like to say, the guests need to talk because people are really there for the guests. Because I think everyone that listens to us, they already know what we think.
No offense, absolutely.
Remember when you first came up with your drowning story, and you were trying to make it seem, you were saying it's quite confidential and you didn't share it. But I think I've heard it 10 times. Oh, hold on 1 sec.
I don't tell that.
1 sec.
I don't tell that story.
Give me 1 sec. One sec, on.
Yep.
Sorry about that, Odd. You still there? Odd, you there?
So funny.
Pat, I'm here. I'm just looking at the video I sent you.
Yeah, I'm glad you didn't put any personal stuff in there. I might have been offended.
That's great. That's great.
What I was saying, yeah, I was just going to say that I've heard your drowning story about 10 times, and it's a little, in other words, I know your story by now quite well.
Yeah, I bet you haven't heard it in the last 3 months.
I haven't heard it in the last 3 minutes.
Yeah, I don't tell that story anymore. I'm through with that, you know. That's history.
Yeah, that's fine. Because I think he even told it to the Florida court.
Unless there's a guest or whatever, and I'm trying to just create some context, but, you know, that's okay.
I thought you were trying to create a little sympathy and empathy.
Nope, just a little bit of context. Just to let them know I have faith for saying fuck you to the math.
What do you think of the video? Okay, so you have access to FakoTube, so you should be able to start streaming. I can't really help you because I haven't done it. I might try and test it myself.
Yeah. Well, we have our
try that.
Yeah, if I can test it, it's so crazy now. It's like I didn't think it would take 5 hours to edit today, and then once all my new job requirements with this new company is just crazy. And so it's like I will by Tuesday for sure have a DLive account, have FakoTube figured out where I can stream to it through StreamYards. I just got to play with it. And I'll probably dedicate my Saturday to getting all that shit figured out.
No, that's cool. That's good. That's great.
Yeah, yeah. Somebody said I should probably not prioritize this over my day job, I'm thinking.
Yeah, I agree. Don't let it... It's a fun hobby, but I can make money at it. So, yeah, you got to
go. Yeah, I don't either.
Money.
I was delighted to hear that you got that 600... What did you get? 666?
Well, he pledged 611 when Rolo was done. Rolo is done in November 1st. So he pledged that. I didn't get it. I got to figure out the best way to get them. No, he pledged it, which just means he said he would do it. So that's fine. But yeah, he pledged. I don't know how he's going to send it, but it's pretty generous.
No, that's great. That's wonderful. That's wonderful. And I have a guy, Jimmy Hatter, who's been feeding me amazing content and articles. He totally gets what we're doing, and he loves it.
Yeah.
He says, I want to be your first producer. So he's obviously, a no-agenda follower, and I encouraged it. And I told him, I said, I'm so busy right now, but keep your content coming. Because at some point I'm going to do a special video just showing off what you're doing for us, saying, I want to introduce him as our first producer. That'll make him feel really good.
What does he do?
What's that?
So what is he doing?
Well, he was working for CBS. With the NFL football game. So he was the one on the field when they were playing football that would orchestrate the commercials. When the refs could start the game again, he had to make sure that the commercials were done. But he quit. He came out and quit when all this Black Lives Matter shit happened. And he's so disgusted he took a stance. So he's basically, he's old and or not old. I think he's probably young 60s. But I think he's wealthy. Yeah.
No, but I meant what does he want to do for us? That's what I meant.
Oh, he's just, he knows that we're fighting this COVID battle. So he's sending me articles, links, you know, stories, just all kinds of stuff that's related to people fighting back or like that court case. Things like that I'm not spending my time researching because I'm so darn busy. And so it's just nice. It's like Adam Curry and the other dude, Dvorak, you know, they probably have 200 emails a day of people saying, hey, you should consider this, you should consider this. So I'm all for it, where people can send us content or things that, you know, we might find interesting could be used.
You meant it in the no agenda way. I get it.
Yeah. It's no agenda. It's just that he gets, ultimately, I think we'll arrive at the place, why not rip off the model to where we can have producers. And they're so used to the no agenda show, they know that they can provide content, they'll get acknowledgement, and they'll also send money at some point.
Oh, yeah, I love it. I think it's the best model.
Right. So if I can, who's sending you the our pledge to 611?
Bing. B-I-N-G.
Okay, so Bing. So we should give him a shout-out or Rollo a shout-out, you know, saying, hey, one of our producers, Rollo, just refer to it as a producer. People will know the language. You know, one of our producers sponsored FakoTube for 2 months or whatever. You know, you can say that. But
I've lathered up Rollo on the audio. Yeah.
Right. But, I think people will start really, really wanting to just get that kind of acknowledgement, you know? Positive acknowledgement of words is cheap. Always has been.
Oh, I agree. I love to hear my name and shout it out. I love it. I love to see my name in credits too. The couple guys at that did videos, they rolled the credits at the end and I paused to see my name. And I did that video, the thank you video. I think that's important.
Yep, you did. You did. I think you will like the video that I created today, or that I edited, it has lots of Have the Fakeologist, and gives you fakeologist.com and fakotube.com. And so,
amazing.
And that was really important to me. I wanted to start really making sure at the beginning that I'm including the promotion, because people's attention spans are so short. So at least in the beginning, they're going to get all of the commercials, the subtle commercials.
You're a good man. Yeah, a lot of people do not get past the first minute. I even on FakoTube, even on my website, most of the views, most of the visits are less than 30 seconds. So there you go.
Are they really?
Yeah, it just, because I don't I don't know where they're coming from though. You got the hardcores that stay all day. It's just, I don't know, because I drop the links all over YouTube in the comments, and I don't know. I just put the links to FakoTube, one word. If people want to click it because it's a blue link, they can. I don't really go in any description as to what it is, so.
I see.
So that's what
I do.
Yeah, it's very quick.
That's cool.
I just drop links. A lot of people drop links. I'll click most links just to see where they go. They'll drop a YouTube and they won't even say what it's about. So I'll click it fast and see what it is. And most of the time I bail because it's not what I want, but that's fine. I took a risk.
I like how you do FakoTube, where you do give a description. Because when I open the email, I see the description. I'm kind of bored with the Anna videos, so I really don't, you know, watch those.
Well, just so you know, the description, I don't type anything in The description is pulled from YouTube automatically. No.
Oh, cool.
I don't do anything. That's why I love it, because I don't have time. I don't have time to type away, so it pulls everything off YouTube. That's the best feature of that software. I drop the link and it download. It does everything in one shot. Can't get any better than that.
So you just go to a YouTube video you like, you hit the share button, you grab the link, and then you drop it into your FakoTube app.
Yep, and it sucks the whole thing down, puts it on their server and on the FakoTube server, and it titles it, puts a description from the YouTube description, and that's it.
That's awesome, Ab.
I don't have time to. I don't have time to really type everything in. I don't even put a link to my own blog, which I would like to do, but I don't do it because there's too much to do.
Yeah, right. Cool. All right, bud. I gotta head to the store to pick up dinner.
Okay. Are you masking up?
Okay. Thanks for letting me know that I sent you the dick pics to you.
Yeah, well, you sent me the whole edited video, right? That's what you sent? I didn't look yet.
I sent it to you via WeTransfer, so you'd have the original.
Yeah. So that's one, you just sent me one file or two files?
There's two files, which is I included it for him in case he wanted to also provide that you put at the beginning of the video, the little snapshot or what's it called?
Oh, your intro. Oh, you sent the intro as well.
No, not the intro. Just I created a very good opening photo that you can, when you upload a video on YouTube, you can go into YouTube Studio, and then you can professionally, I have an app that I really like a lot to professionally create what I want people to first see when they see all of the videos. And so it's just the video, the full video and a photo is what I said.
Oh, it's the thumbnail, you mean? The thumbnail?
Yeah. Thank you. Thumbnail.
Thank you. Okay, that's interesting. Do you do that on your phone or on your computer?
Oh, I do I do everything on my phone or my iPad.
So the thumbnail is an app on the Apple device. Okay.
Yeah, it's called Canva. They probably have it on all devices, but it's Canva, Canva. It's awesome. Just awesome.
Okay, man. Have a good dinner.
All right, bud.
Take care, bud.
That's all, folks.